You ain't got no wife. That's not your wife.
You ever hear people saying, talking about jumping the broomstick?
Well, jumping the broomstick is just sticking a woman with two or three witches. But that don't worth nothing. You ain't got nothing. But when you're married by the priest or the preacher, that don't kind of preacher it is. Or the law of the land, you got to divorce. If you want to be a free man and her be a free woman, now she can go marry anybody else, and you can marry anybody else.
But they used to jump the broomstick?
Oh, yeah, but that was just sticking. They were just sticking together, you know, like I got in love with a girl. And didn't say, well, we didn't go think about that. Well, we get three witnesses and take ourselves our witness, but that wouldn't come from marriage. That wasn't marriage.
When you got married, who was the, did you have a man that stood up there with you?
A man?
Well, I mean, did, who was the guy with the, who was your best friend, wasn't he?
My best friend? Well, it was anybody. It could have been my brother or my brother-in-law or and one of my friends' man, you know.
He got him to be your what?
Oh, well, my best friend.
I know, you got him to be your, at the wedding, you got
him. Oh, well, he was a witness. He was a witness. He had to sign that license just like me. Now, it could have been a married man.
I see, and a woman, who was that?
A woman?
The woman who your wife got to be, you know, who
was... Oh, her best friend. Well, that's one of the widows, one of the witnesses.
Do you have a groomsman or a bridesmaid?
No, yeah, bridesmaid was the widow. That's all I know.
What?
A widow, you know, waiting on you.
Yeah.
A man and his wife, or a girl and a boyfriend, they could wait on you.
Oh, I see. They were the waiters?
Yeah, they were the waiters. And when you'd marry, you and your wife would sign, and them two best friends would sign. That was your witness. And
really?
The priest or the preacher would sign. And you was married.
Well, I'll be. Did they have something after the wedding where maybe people would come around the house?
Oh, it didn't. They didn't come around the house. It was a big party.
What'd they call that?
A wedding feast, wedding party.
I see. Did they ever have something where they come around and sneak up maybe on the bride and groom?
No.
They might sneak
no.
up on him.
No, don't. Only thing we had in that time, that was if you had, he's making a birthday, to surprise you. Get in with your wife, and she wouldn't tell you nothing. She'd make a preparation for your surprise.
Uh-huh.
A cake, ice cream, or lemonade. To serve the people, and they come, you were sleeping, they come and jump on you and whip you good. And then you always go.
And whip you good?
Party. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, it was just playing, you know?
Yeah.
It was playing party, you know? That surprised you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do that. Always had enough to whip you as they wanted.
Did, what'd you call that? Who would come to something like that?
You people. You mean, people, like you got a neighborhood.
Your people?
Your neighborhood.
Oh, I see.
You see, you invite all the closest neighbors. Sometimes you invite some way off that you know good to come to that feast.